Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original film. In a Los Angeles hospital maternity ward, two nurses each hold a newborn baby. One is a girl, one is a boy. Close up of the baby girl. Voiceover.
Look at that cute baby! That's me, Elle Evans. And the smelly, less cute baby right next to me? That's my best friend, Lee. Lee and I were born on the same day, at the same time, here in Los Angeles, California. Our moms were BFFs before people even used the term BFF. So we were raised like twins, and we've been pretty much inseparable ever since. Be together, be together. I don't remember a lot from before high school, but for as long as I can remember, Lee and I have absolutely loved to dance.
In an arcade, 4-year-old Elle and Lee play on a Dance Dance Mania game. Next, they are 7 years old, still in the same arcade, still dancing.
Anyway, a lot of stuff has happened between now and then. Let me get you up to speed. First Christmas I remember, I was 6. I got a Barbie dance party. Lee got a scooter. Broke my leg riding Lee's scooter. Had my cast signed by Lee, who bought me ice cream to make up for breaking my leg. Dressed as a cowboy for Halloween, Lee went as a doctor. Learned how to ride a bike. Learned how to swim. Got protected by Lee's older brother, Noah, who chased off some bullies who were hassling us. Had to pay protection tax, though. Discovered the place that we loved to dance most.
Now, age 11 on the Dance Dance Mania game. Their dances have become more elaborate. They hook elbows, swing around, and switch places. They double high-five each other.
Watch Lee catch his first fish. Watch Noah in his first fight. He won. Dressed as a fireman for Halloween, Lee went as some weird bird. Found out that my mom was sick. Went to visit her in the hospital for the first time. Tried to get used to seeing her there. Got in a fight with Lee over who was the best dancer. Made up by getting him ice cream. Got in a fight with Noah for beating up Lee. Made up with Noah by letting him fix my bike. He is so handy. Got my first bra. Didn't really need it. Discovered I like soccer. Discovered a way to get to our favorite place to dance.
A bus schedule to the Santa Monica Pier. Then, age 14, Elle and Lee perform complicated dance moves on the Dance Dance Mania game at the Pier Arcade.
Discovered that I wasn't gonna be a fashion icon. Discovered I am good at sports. Had a tough talk with Dad. Sat with Mom in the hospital. I tried to help her put makeup on. Not much help. Held her hand a long time. Only cried when she was asleep. Tried to score my first kiss with Randy Melrose. Wasn't exactly a love connection. Watched Noah getting really, really cute. Watched Noah in yet another fight. He won. Got my period. Finally. Went as a pirate for Halloween. Lee was the black swan. Said goodbye to my mom. Had a lot to say. Told her all about Noah. Watch Noah ride his motorcycle for the first time. Watch Lee try to ride Noah's motorcycle. Watch Noah teach Lee a lesson for sitting on his motorcycle. Celebrated with Lee when he got his dream car. Learned that girls can be really mean. Played 7 minutes in heaven. Fail. Got a bra I suddenly did need. Wondered why I still hadn't been kissed yet or even been on a date. No big deal, I guess. Realized I had a crush on Noah. Got over my crush on Noah. Mostly.
Age 16. Elle and Lee dance in the arcade.
Well, I think that's about it.
Wearing a bathing suit, Elle lounges by a pool. Title, The Kissing Booth.
And that's me today, savoring the last fleeting moments of summer at Lee's totally awesome house. It's moments like this that make me wish things could stay this way forever.
She picks up her phone.
Ew, perv! Hey, Lee, guess what Warren texted the entire school? Lee? Lee?
Geronimo!
Oh, no.
Lee leaps off a second-floor deck and cannonballs into the pool, splashing Elle.
Whoa! Oh, my God, that was a good one!
That was a good one!
Here, come here, take a seat.
So, tomorrow, first day of school, student council is expecting our dance club idea this week for the fall fundraiser. And we're gonna be in trouble if we don't come up with something fast.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Elle is distracted by the sight of Noah, shirtless, sauntering towards the pool.
I know what you're thinking. Noah Flynn is stupid hot.
but Lee and I developed a list of friendship rules. Lee was responsible for rule number 9, which specifically states relatives of your best friend are totally off limits. This is a really big one for Lee. I guess it comes from living in the shadow of a high school legend.
Lee, you seen my athletic cup?
Yes, asshat. I needed it for all those varsity sports I'm constantly playing, you know?
Hey, Shelly.
He knows I hate being called Shelly.
Yes, Noah?
I know he hates being called Noah.
When did you get the boobs?
When you were away at football camp learning to be a better douche. It was almost like she was on human growth hormones or something.
Wait, rule number 2, please?
Rule number 2, never share our secrets with anyone else.
Whatever, listen. M and D are out of town Friday night, so party starts at 8. Don't invite any jackasses.
Does that include you?
Hey!
Noah picks up a mini football and hurls it at Lee, knocking him into the pool.
Ow! What an ass.
I know.
Hey, 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 rule number 9, young lady.
Oh, come on! As if.
Yeah, well, you got a little bit of drool right there in the corner.
Right here? Oh, do I?
Yeah,
you. Do I really?
Yeah, you do.
She flings a ball at him, and he falls back into the water. Now, Elle stands in front of a mirror, checking her outfit. She wears black pants, a yellow shirt, and a blue, loosely tied men's tie. When she leans over to pick something up, her pants split up the rear.
Are you kidding me? We mostly Hey, Dad, where are my other pairs of school pants?
They're at the cleaners!
She searches in her closet. She finds a short plaid skirt.
9th grade skirt and 11th grade body.
Next, she goes downstairs, pulling down on her skirt as she walks. Her father and brother sit at a patio table.
Good morning.
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 Hell.
Dad, my pants ripped. This is literally all I had. I swear. I promise.
Okay, I suppose it could swing by the cleaners. Just drop them off at school.
Really? Oh my God, that would be amazing. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye, I love you. Bye, bye.
She runs outside, where Lee is waiting in his convertible. He sees her and raises his eyebrows.
Don't say anything. Okay, my pants ripped.
You should have backups.
My backups are the cleaners.
What about your backups or the backups?
These are my backups.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm trying. But seriously, though, cover up like I'm trying to drive.
Stop! You're so stupid.
There's nowhere left.
They drive through residential streets, then on a freeway before arriving at a private school. Lee pulls into the parking lot. Nearby, Noah is chatting with a blonde female student. He sees Lee pull up.
Nice landing, Ace.
Yeah, well, if you got your driver's license, you wouldn't have to put up with my driving, now would you?
Okay, but why would I do that when I have you as my personal chauffeur?
True.
Oh, and today, fundraiser ideas.
Fine.
Thank you.
They both get out of the car.
Hey, man, is that girl new?
Students stare at Elle's ultra-short skirt.
Wait. Oh, my word.
I think that's Elle Evans.
Lee.
Everybody's looking at us. Allow me to revise. Everyone is looking at you.
What? What? No, they're not.
Elle, you are aware of the fact that your lady's shape sort of changed over the last summer, right?
It was true. This was the moment that happens to all of us, when you suddenly go from invisible to everyone staring at you.
A boy slaps her behind.
What the hell, Tuppen?
It's fine, Lee. I got this.
Relax, Tiny Flynn. How about I relax your face?
Lee, it's fine. I got this.
Lee throws a punch. Tuppen easily blocks it.
I did not think that through.
No.
Tuppen winds up. Before he lands a punch, Noah steps in and takes up the fight.
Noah, stop! You crazy?
An adult in a suit breaks them up.
Knock it off! Now you three in my office.
With me?
Now! Everyone, homeroom! Now!
Lee.
Douchebag. He even gets credit for my fights.
Elle and Noah sit in chairs outside the principal's office.
Why did you do that?
Lee was in trouble.
You have any excuse for a fight, right?
I don't start fights, okay? I only finish them. And besides, no one should treat a girl like that. Especially if that girl's you.
Me?
Yeah, it's like those guys were trying to get in my little sister's pants, which is super gross.
Never great to hear your childhood crush say it's super gross in your pants.
You know, you have zero experience with guys. You've never even had a boyfriend.
Whatever.
Wearing a skirt like that is asking for it.
Oh, seriously? You want to go down that road?
Noah looks up. He smiles.
I kind of just played the whole sexist conversation out in my head, and it always ended with me sounding like a dick.
Elle looks disgusted. Then she turns away and smiles to herself. The principal opens his door and lets Tuppen out of his office.
Miss Evans.
Inside.
First off, that skirt is ridiculous.
My pants ripped is all I had.
What about your backups?
Dry cleaners.
What about your backups?
These are my backups.
All right, don't get so upset.
I am upset. Do touch my lady bum.
And Mr. Tuppen will be punished. But I also, unfortunately, must punish you.
Oh my God, am I being expelled?
Elle.
I've never been in trouble before. I feel like it's hot in here. I'm sweating.
Elle.
What?
You only broke the dress code. That's all. Detention tomorrow.
Later, the school cafeteria. Three female students enter wearing high heels and non-school uniform outfits. They each carry a banana and a bottle of water. All the boys turn and look as they strut across the room, enjoying the attention. The three girls take seats across from Elle.
Oh my God, how crazy was that fight?
Flynn was so savage.
Have you made out with him yet?
These three super popular juniors are kind of a package deal. I call them the OMG girls. Olivia, Mia, and Gwyneth. And I have no idea why they're sitting with me.
Oh my God.
Gwyneth.
I would totally have babies with Noah. One girl, one boy. But not at the same time, though.
Yeah, you don't really get to pick the gender so much.
Olivia.
I hear he's into blondes. Too bad, though.
Mia.
Give me your numerals. We should def catch up.
Okay, yeah. It's 310.
Oh my God.
She shows her phone to the other two.
Ooh. Gotta go, Elle.
There's an emergency in the locker room.
Okay.
Sorry it didn't work out with you and Noah. Guess it wasn't meant to be.
The OMG girls leave.
What just happened? And why were the OMG girls being so nice to me? But more importantly, when did they eat those?
Three banana peels on the table. Lee joins Elle.
Was that Mia? Did she say anything about me? Did you tell her about my cute dimples? What does she smell like today? Sometimes she smells like apples, but other times it's kind of this like blueberry coconut fusion.
Elle looks at him.
What?
Later at a clothing store, Lee emerges from a dressing room wearing a bright printed shirt. He grins. Elle looks up from her phone and shakes her head.
What are you doing anyway?
I am trying to find a good idea for our carnival fundraiser.
Somebody has to.
The next shirt, even more colorful.
Well, what about the strength game? The one with the sledgehammer and the bell?
Yeah, chess team picked that one.
He sticks his head out.
What about... what about a dunking boot?
Swim team picked it.
Damn it!
Oh, no, dude. Who saw that one coming?
Third shirt, purple and pink.
Okay, do you think Mia would like this one? Because I think it makes my eyes pop, and I really want to kiss her at this party on Friday.
Come on, today was the first time the OMGs ever spoke to me. Do you really think Mia knows who you are?
Baby steps, Elle. Baby steps.
Lee, come on. She's a varsity cheerleader. Basically, the only way that she'd ever make out with you is if you paid for it.
In yet another wild patterned shirt, Lee stares at her. Elle jumps to her feet.
Kissy boots!
The perfect carnival fundraiser!
Yes! Also, I love the irony. A girl who's never been kissed does a kissing booth?
What? Yes, irony is a cruel mistress indeed.
Okay, well, now all we need is the student council to approve it.
Yes, don't worry, though. Leave that to me.
Okay. Wait. What about this one?
The shirt is red, gold, and purple.
Mia will love it.
Really?
No, dude, it's awful.
Damn it!
Now, Elle is in class. Everyone works quietly at their desks while the teacher sits reading a magazine called Beekeeper. The boy behind Elle taps her on the shoulder. He passes her a folded note with her name on it. Elle checks that the teacher is not watching. She opens the note and reads, "I'm sorry." She turns around and looks at Tuppen, who is sitting in the back. He pouts and looks sad. She smiles at him and turns back around. Noah frowns as he watches Tuppen pass another folded note. Elle reads, "What do I have to do to get your number?" She looks back at Tuppen. He mouths, "Come on." Elle turns back. She smiles to herself, then starts to write. Noah frowns. Elle hands a note to the boy behind her. Noah shakes his head. Elle turns to watch Tuppen unfold and read her note. He smiles and nods at her. She giggles. Elle turns back to her desk. Then she turns the other way and looks back at Noah. He glances at Tuppen, then looks at Elle quizzically. She shrugs and mouths, "What?" Noah leans back in his seat. 10 minutes later, the teacher is now leaning on one elbow, asleep at his desk. Elle glances back. Tuppen's chair is empty. The teacher is startled awake. Everyone turns and looks at the door. It is Tuppen, wearing a football t-shirt and a very short uniform skirt over bare legs. His long hair is tied in a ponytail. He puts his hands on his hips and poses, pursing his lips. Everyone laughs but Noah. Outside, Lee eats a sandwich while Elle does sit-ups.
I can't believe you actually gave him your number.
It was a really nice apology. Plus, that whole skirt thing was priceless.
If word gets out that fighting me is a way of getting your number, I'm in for a super long junior year.
Oh, I wouldn't really call it a fight.
She takes a bite of his sandwich.
I think I'm gonna go out with Tuppen. Unless you think I shouldn't.
No, actually, I think you should. I mean, you're gonna have to go on a date eventually, you know?
Right?
You know?
So? God, what do people even do on dates?
I don't know. Sit around and eat food, I guess.
They realize that is exactly what they are doing. Later, nighttime. Lee drives Elle to a restaurant.
Let me show you how it's done.
They arrive, and Elle gets out of the car. She is wearing a sparkly dress.
Oh, my heart is beating so fast.
That is just fine.
Okay, listen, can you keep your phone on you, though? Because I honestly, I know myself, and I'm going to run out of things to talk about, and I really want to call you.
No.
Know myself?
No, do not call me, okay? If he can't see how completely baller you are, then he's not the right guy for you.
Oh, you could be so sweet when you want to be.
I know. Kill it.
Okay, thank you for driving me.
Totally.
Love you.
Love you.
Okay, bye.
Have a good time, but not too good of a time.
She waves and he drives off. Elle stands outside the restaurant waiting. She nervously touches her hair. She checks her phone. Later, still wearing the dress, she and Lee are at the Pier Arcade.
God, what is wrong with me? Is my butt too big? Am I some sort of freak or something?
No. You're awesome, all right? Tuppen is just a dick. I don't know why I told you to go out with him in the first place.
Maybe because he's the only guy that's ever asked me out?
Stop it, all right? Tuppen isn't worth it. You're way too good for him. Plus, I heard he's got, like, 3 nipples. Just saying.
Thanks for doing this for me.
Kidding me? I live for this shit.
Tuppen enters the arcade. He has a bruise on his face. Lee approaches him.
Alrighty, hit the road. You had your shot. Keep on moving, bud.
I need to talk to Elle.
Lee, it's okay.
Lee makes the "I'm watching you" sign with his fingers. He backs off.
So, running a bit late now, are we?
Look, I'm sorry I stood you up. I really did want to go out with you. I just thought you deserve a little bit of an explanation.
That would be nice.
Flynn told me that it wouldn't be smart if I showed up for a date tonight.
Noah. That literally makes no sense.
It's true. And it's not just me. He's been going around telling all the guys not to ask you out for a while now.
What?
Shit.
There's others?
You can't tell him I told you.
Why do you care?
No boobs are worth a broken nose.
Fine.
I gotta go.
Go, whatever. Leave. But just so you know, my boobs are fantastic. Yes, some would even say breathtaking.
Everyone in the arcade is staring at her. Later on the phone with Noah.
You do realize that you're not my dad, right?
Look, you still got a lot to learn, kiddo.
Kiddo, oh my God! Oh, if you were here, I would beat you with my shoe.
Tuppen is a player.
So are you!
And that's why I know he's wrong for you. You're gonna thank me one day.
Okay. Well, today is not that day.
It is not your job to monitor my
dating life. Do you understand me? The days of you controlling my life are over!
We'll see about that.
Noah ends the call. Now, in a boardroom, a student council meeting.
Next proposal is from the dance club. L. Evans and Lee Flynn.
You have an accent.
L. smacks him.
Oh, sorry, I thought that was going to be funnier.
And what is your idea for the fundraiser?
L reads from index cards.
Okay. We have an idea that we think everyone will be very excited about. But first, we want to thank you for your time.
Lee keeps looking at Mia.
Kissing booth.
Yeah, we want to do a kissing booth.
The committee members look intrigued. L throws her index cards in the air.
Okay. I think I speak for everyone when I say that kissing is the number one cause of all germs, cavities, shingles, gingivitis, cold sores.
Ew.
It would be totally voluntary. And no tongue, because we're not the French. Most of us.
I'm British, you wanker.
Excuse me, but would you be working the booth?
Me. No, we're just the organizers. But I can assure you, we have some real A-listers lined up. You can count on that.
Gwyneth.
Would Flynn be working in the kissing booth?
Ha! Noah, you'd have a better chance of getting Miley Cyrus to become a nun.
Absolutely! No, Flynn will be working in the booth. I promise, Flynn will be there.
The OMG girls look pleased. Lee smiles awkwardly. Next, at a beachside restaurant, Elle with her father and brother.
You're about to witness a family tradition. For as long as I can remember, we've had lunch with the Flynns every Sunday.
Hey, guys.
Hey!
That's Mrs. Flynn. She's sort of a surrogate mom to me. I couldn't have made it through the years without her.
How's school going?
Let's just say interesting.
I don't know what that means, but I want to hear all the gory details later.
Okay.
Hi. And how's my favorite little man?
I'm okay.
Hey, Noah. I haven't seen you since you got back from football camp. I got you starting again.
Well, he'll be lucky if he makes it through the season. He goes and gets into a fight on the first day of school.
Really? What happened? Tell him.
Noah sticks a toothpick in his mouth and smirks at Elle.
Here it comes.
It was just an argument over something that happened at football camp. Excuse me.
I wonder why he didn't say anything.
Now, Ellen Lee at school.
Our booth is going to kick ass at the carnival. Oh, and news update. Mia stopped me in the hall and said that she's going to the party tonight. She wanted to make sure that I would be there.
Well, sir, I wish you the best of luck with that. I have to go to practice right now. Can you still give me a ride afterwards, though?
Oh, I can't. I'm taking my parents to the airport. But Noah can give you a ride. Convince him to do the booth. You're gonna have to ask him eventually.
A soccer game. Then, Elle heads out of the school. Noah is talking to the OMG girls.
There's a party at my place tonight if you guys want to come. I know my parents aren't going to be home, so there's going to be drinks and everything. My brother will be there, but, you know.
Hey.
Noah turns and sees Elle.
I'll catch you guys later.
Hey. You said that you're going to give me a ride.
Yeah.
Where's your car?
He motions towards a nearby motorcycle.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Look, I have a spare helmet. You'll be fine.
I'm not going to get on that thing like one of your makeout girls.
They don't all make out with me.
Elle crosses her arms and raises her eyebrows.
Okay, so like 95% of them make out with me, but that is clearly not what's happening here, so if you could just get on the damn bike.
She puts in earbuds.
So beautiful outside. I think I'm gonna go for a run.
Are you serious? It's like 5 miles.
What?
Are you serious?
I'm sorry.
Can't hear you. I'll see you at the party, okay?
No, you won't, because I told you not to come to the party.
Better get used to disappointment.
See, I knew that you could hear me.
Elle jogs away. Later at home, she plucks her eyebrows and tries on various outfits. She sends a group text.
Hey, guys, need peeps to work our kissing booth. You in?
She tries to put on lipstick, then reads responses.
No thanks. I'd rather be a customer.
Not in this lifetime, girl.
Never gonna happen.
This could be a problem.
After deciding on a blue dress, she uses magnetic letters to leave a note on the fridge, "I'm at Lee's," with a heart emoticon. She heads out. Now, at the Flynn house, the party is in full swing. Next to a fire pit on the beach, a couple is making out. The large modern house, pool area, and adjacent beach are packed with partygoers. Everywhere, teenagers are drinking and dancing. Elle looks down from the second floor. She spots Lee waving at her and heads downstairs to meet him.
So nobody wants to work the booth. Getting those A-listers may be harder than I thought. I think we're going to need to up our game if we really want to pull this off.
Cool.
Nearby, the OMG girls.
You see? I told you she'd come.
They spot Elle and start waving excitedly.
Hey, Ellen!
The OMGs want to talk to me twice in 1 week.
Okay. Oh, and tell me I'm awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Elle joins the girls.
Hey, girl.
What's Gucci?
You will love this. Tastes like green.
Oh, no, I really don't drink.
Just shoot it, girl.
Go.
Elle drinks the green shooter.
Ooh. Oh, wow, that does taste like green.
I know, right?
So have you asked him yet?
Has who?
Flynn, silly. About the booth.
Noah is outside kissing a girl.
Oh, he looks busy.
You're funny. I love this hoe. I love you.
Go. Right now. Go.
Okay. Yes, honey. Get it.
Elle approaches Noah and the girl, still lip-locked. She taps him on the shoulder. The two separate, and Noah looks at Elle.
I haven't seen Lee.
He turns back to the girl. Elle taps him again.
What?
The OMG girls want to know if you'll do our kissing booth.
No.
Okay, you win, Noah. You want me to wash your motorcycle, polish your trophies?
The girl shoves Elle.
Did you just put hands on me?
Easy Bake Oven is downstairs, bitch.
Okay, you should probably leave.
What?
She's, like, important to my family, which kind of makes her important to me.
Are you for serious?
Leave.
The girl stomps off. The OMG girls squeal with delight.
Sorry I ruined your makeout sesh.
No, it's fine. She kind of tasted like Cheetos anyway.
That's gross. Kissing?
Absolutely not.
Awesome.
Elle returns to the girls.
So savage. That girl totally left.
Yeah.
You'll love this. Tastes like pink.
Mia hands her another shooter.
So, Flynn's still doing the booth?
Between us girls, Noah Flynn basically does whatever I tell him.
They drink the shooters. The party rages on. Elle and Lee wow the crowd with their choreography on the dance floor. Then she plays video games against various boys.
Yeah, that's right. That's what happens when you mess with me.
You're holding it completely wrong.
Warren, can you just play the game?
You know how to hold the controller, Warren.
Oh, yes, come on, guys.
Boring.
Encouraged by the crowd, Elle drinks shot after shot. Drunkenly plays air hockey. She hugs Lee, then climbs up on top of a pool table and dances there. Lee's friends watch her with interest.
Holy shit, bro. Check it out.
It's hot out here.
Dude.
Oh, no.
Totally done.
Elle starts to undress.
No.
Who's taking this off?
I bet you don't.
Who cares?
She pulls her dress off over her head, revealing a bra and underwear. She continues dancing.
Where'd she go? Get in that thing!
Absolutely!
Kelly.
Yearbook.
Half-dressed partygoers start jumping into the pool. Ella's dizzy. She wobbles on top of the table.
Oh, God.
She falls off and someone catches her.
Here I come. I'm gonna... Who is this? Are you a girl princess or a boy princess? You smell good.
The screen goes dark. Now morning. Elle wakes up in a bed. She is wearing a football t-shirt. She sits up and looks around the room. She sees a football helmet, a poster of a motorcycle, and other possessions of Noah's. Voiceover.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm in Noah's t-shirt. Oh, no, 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 no. Dress is missing, but underwear is still on. Okay. We can work with that.
Oh.
Noah walks past the bed wearing only a towel.
Oh, sweet mercy.
He notices Elle is awake.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I didn't mean to wake you. I was just grabbing some clothes.
So, how bad was I?
You're about to strip on the pool table in front of a bunch of guys and then go skinny dipping. I carried you out before too much came off. Oh, and you threw up on your dress.
Noah, I am so sorry.
It's okay. But I mean, this is exactly what I was talking about, Shelly.
Oh, this is so embarrassing. Oh, I hope I didn't snore.
Elle, I slept in the guest room.
Oh, yeah. Of course, of course. Okay.
She gets out of bed.
I'm assuming the t-shirt means you saw me in my underwear?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay.
She hides behind drapes.
Shorts, please. Can you... Please?
He grins and shakes his head.
Noah. Ugh, Noah!
Right, fine.
They both lunge for the shorts on the floor. Elle pulls down the drapes as she falls. She and Noah get wrapped up in them. Voice over.
Oh my God, I just touched it.
I said stop wriggling.
They manage to get unwrapped. Elle grabs the shorts and puts them on.
Aren't you forgetting something? My t-shirt.
Your t-shirt, right, I'm sorry.
Oh. She starts to take it off.
Jesus, woman, I was kidding.
So I
should... Just get out, dork.
Okay, yeah.
Lee's room.
Never let me drink again.
It's okay. I got it covered. Made you an emergency survival kit.
Some granola, sports drinks, some antacids, and an epic dose of awkward shame.
Thank you.
Oh, and really good work last night.
What do you mean?
You told everybody that Noah and the OMGs would be doing the kissing booth.
Come on.
And even though I felt like I was about to puke my liver out, I couldn't stop thinking about Noah. Our accidental groping. It seemed like he just saw me as a little sister, but I couldn't help wondering if he had a different reason for protecting me.
Next at school.
Listen, it's all about the OMGs. We get them to do the booth, everyone else will follow.
Yes.
Do you want to go over the plan again?
No. I think I got it. Okay, wish me luck.
Good luck.
Okay.
Elle picks up her lunch tray and starts walking. She walks past the OMG table as Lee observes from nearby.
Hey, Ellen!
Lee pumps his fists.
Hey,
it's Elle, actually, no N.
Why are you standing and talking instead of sitting and talking?
Yeah, okay.
She joins the three girls. Lee mouths, ask Mia about me.
Lee wants to know if you like him.
Flynn's brother.
Mia looks over at Lee. He raises his milk carton to her.
Yeah, he's cute. Needs to learn a dress, though.
But more importantly, everything's set for the kissing booth, right?
Okay, so here's what I just heard. Flynn likes one of you. Yeah, and rumor has it that if the person he likes is working the booth, then he'll be there too.
Wait, didn't we tell you?
Tell me what?
Now that we're all besties, we would totally do the kissing booth girl just for you.
Really?
You're one of us now, girl.
Totally.
Thank you, guys.
Sure.
You can call us bitches.
Thank you.
Bitches?
You're welcome.
Later in Woodshop.
So we've got a pretty solid lineup now, but we're still down one Noah Flynn, though. But let's focus on the booth.
I'm going to paint the letters, and then you are going to paint everything else, okay? We're only 2 days away from the carnival, so we need to move. Chop, chop!
Have I ever told you that you're bossy?
Yes, but then I told you not to tell me that anymore.
Ha ha, you're funny.
I prefer the term witty.
Hmm, I'm more of a slapstick guy myself.
Really?
He splatters paint all over her shirt.
I'm sorry. Is that the wrong color?
A paint fight ensues. They fling paint at each other with their hands. Lee wipes a handful of paint all over Elle's face.
Oh, you're so dead!
She chases him with a full can. Later, covered in paint from head to toe, Elle makes her way down a hallway. She slips on the wet paint on her shoe as she wipes paint out of her eyes. She blindly enters a restroom and pulls off her t-shirt. She leans over a sink and starts to wash the paint off of her face. She looks up and realizes that she is in the boys' locker room.
Holy shit! Looks like a hot Braveheart!
Noah.
Stop it!
I told you before, stop messing around.
I'll leave when I want to. You're not the boss to me, Noah.
Oh. Yeah, bud!
Noah and Elle glare at the boy taking photos.
Just delete this immediately.
Come on, now, let's just go, huh? I mean it. Now put your shirt on and get out.
What he said made sense. It also meant he cared. But what came out of my mouth was...
I told you to stop telling me what to do.
Watch this, Noah Flynn.
She takes a t-shirt, which she was holding in front of her, and moves it away, revealing her bra to the half-dressed football team. She dances around the room, then picks up the shirt, flings it over her shoulder, and struts out confidently. She bumps Noah purposefully on her way out. Noah can't help but smile. He shakes his head. Now, the night of the fundraiser carnival. A large turnout of students enjoy various rides and carnival games. A mariachi band strolls through the crowd. Each of the school clubs is represented by a booth. Lee and Elle's kissing booth has a large electric sign. At the kissing booth, a smaller sign reads, "Opening soon." Along the midway, students play traditional carnival games, including a strength tester, basketball toss, and dunk tank. Noah receives applause for his performance on the strength tester. Elle approaches him.
Hey.
Hey.
Listen. I know that we don't really see eye to eye on things, but I'm desperate. So maybe if you could just stop by the booth for a little, I don't know, it would mean a lot to me.
Wow. The independent Elle Evans, who doesn't want to be told what to do by anyone, is begging somebody else for help.
She looks away uncomfortably, then looks back at him.
It is what it is, Noah. I mean, I just really thought that maybe it would be nice for you to do something for people that care about you.
She turns and heads back towards the booth. Noah watches her go. Later at the kissing booth, Lee.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, come on. Behold the power and raw intensity of a kiss from one of our beautiful people. A ticket and a mint, which we encourage each and every single one of you to use, is going to be $5. All sales and epic smooches are final. As you may have noticed, there is a slight twist to this kissing booth. The people you will be kissing are blindfolded. First up, for the ladies, the one and only, Ollie!
Ollie struts confidently and blows a kiss.
All right, and for the guys, the breathtakingly hot Olivia!
Olivia waves to the crowd and blows a kiss.
Alrighty, let's do this thing!
Elle and Lee collect money from the eager crowd.
Take that.
Thank you. A great smooch.
One by one, Ollie and Olivia kiss their paying customers. Blindfolded, Ollie and Olivia continue to enthusiastically kiss every guy and girl in the line, some for longer than others. Olivia pulls one guy back for a second kiss. The booth is a hit. Elle and Lee take in piles of money. Ollie and Olivia swap out for two different kissers. One of the customers is especially excited to kiss Mia. Yeah! Next, Tuppen wears a blindfold. One girl pulls him by his shirt and gives him an extra long kiss. Tuppen pumps the air with his fist. A male student holds out his phone and takes a series of selfies while he kisses Gwyneth. A nerdy-looking guy with curly red hair, glasses, and a bow tie approaches blindfolded Mia. He tentatively kisses her, then she pulls him in for a longer, full makeout. The crowd goes wild. The nerdy guy goes back for more. The cash keeps flowing in as students continue to line up at the booth. A guy wearing a sweater tied around his neck stands in the line. An athletic guy walks past him and winks. The first guy fixes his hair and looks excited. Lee and Elle.
We are killing it.
Yeah.
But we do have one problem. The girls are asking for Flynn. And I have a solution.
Next, Elle peeks out from behind the curtain. She emerges and changes the kisser sign to one that reads, Flynn. Lee is on stage blindfolded.
Alrighty, as promised, the next kisser is Flynn.
Hold on, that is not Flynn.
That is Lee Flynn.
She rips up her ticket and leaves. Mia.
The only reason I ever talked to that dork was to make sure I could get his brother to come to the booth tonight. Let's go.
The OMG girls leave. Lee hangs his head. Then a brunette holding a ticket heads for the stage.
I guess I'm next.
She stands in front of Lee. He smiles and tentatively moves towards her. She moves in and kisses him. Lee takes off his blindfold.
Whoa.
I hope you like what you see.
They kiss again. Elle looks on, smiling. Later, Lee and the girl are holding hands.
Hey, Elle. So, we're gonna hang out now.
Oh, but there's another hour left.
Lee glares at her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just don't do anything I wouldn't do.
All right, see you later.
Rule number 18, always be happy for your bestie's successes. For me, that one has always been easy to follow.
Olivia.
No ways. I can't.
What's wrong? Is everything okay?
Mia and Gwyneth peek through the curtain and see the red-headed nerdy guy picking his nose.
Imagine having to kiss that.
I can't do it. Not with him.
It's payback time for lying about Flynn.
Who? Who's out there?
It's Olivia's ex. And the problem is we're all really good friends. Right, Olivia?
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Noah arrives at the kissing booth.
Say, Elle, you don't know Olivia's ex at all, do you?
No, well, then it's solved.
Oh, no.
They put the blindfold on Elle.
This is a good idea.
The nerdy guy.
Cutsies? What? Cutsies.
No, me a dirty girl on.
Thanks, dude.
Noah is now first in line. The OMG girls push Elle through the curtain. Elle trips, and Noah catches her fall.
Sorry. Muscles.
The girls peek through the curtain and look shocked.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I know that you were
probably expecting Olivia, so we don't have to do anything if you don't want to. Truth be told, I've never kissed anyone before. It's not that I haven't wanted to, don't get me wrong. For example, I punched Ron Gettler in the sixth grade during 7 minutes in heaven. Sophomore year, spring fling, I was dancing with Randy Melrose. You know, a romantic song came on, and I was like, oh, what's gonna happen? But it just didn't, because
Noah kisses her. Voiceover.
This isn't so bad. Not so bad at all.
Wait! She takes off the blindfold. Noah smiles.
Swimming in stars.
They kiss again and again. The world spins all around them. In a fantasy, sparks fly as the light bulbs on the kissing booth sign explode one by one.
Swimming in stars.
Back to reality. Their foreheads still touching, they stare into each other's eyes. They both turn and see the crowd of people that have been watching them.
Everyone just saw that, didn't they?
Yeah, pretty much, huh? Sally, it was just a kiss.
Voiceover.
Was it, Noah? Was it just a kiss?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Well, I'll see you around. Keep up the good work, huh?
He walks away.
Good work? What the? Oh. Good work.
And then it hit me.
Holy crap! What am I gonna tell Lee?
Elle runs off. She searches around the carnival until she spots Lee and the girl playing one of the midway games.
That was really close. That was really close.
Hey.
Oh, hey, I'm gonna be right back, okay? Oh, that was really close.
Lee comes over to Elle.
Hey,
is everything okay?
Yeah, the booth is crushing it. We have made more than all the other booths combined.
No way.
It turns out people really like to kiss.
What?
Oh, and get this. I even wound up kissing your brother.
Lee's smile fades.
What?
Come on, Lee. It's no big deal, seriously.
What?
It's for charity, right?
Yeah. I guess so. Just don't end up grinding coochies with my brother, or I'll literally never talk to you again. That and rule number 9, of course.
Of course, right. Come on, Lee, seriously, as if. Yeah.
Later, Elle turns off the signs at the kissing booth. As she takes a moment to stretch out her quads, she spots Noah chatting with a girl. She runs off. Noah sees her out of the corner of his eye.
As I ran home, I wondered if our kiss meant anything to Noah. If I meant anything.
Suddenly, a streak of lightning in the sky. Noah rolls up on his motorcycle.
How about a ride?
Elle looks unimpressed.
Come on, Shelley. You know my mom will kill me if I leave you out here.
Next, in the pouring rain, Elle rides behind Noah. Voiceover.
Holding on to Noah, I couldn't stop thinking about the promise that I had made to Lee.
The tires skid.
It's getting too dangerous, I'm pulling over!
Elle and Noah run inside a dark building with glass walls. Elle is wearing Noah's jacket.
But who knows if Noah even wanted to kiss me again. That didn't really matter, though. Because I still wanted to kiss him.
You know, if we went out this rain, we should be fine.
Elle runs into Noah's arms and starts kissing him. He backs off, then looks at her. She looks up at him hopefully. He pulls her close and kisses her.
Wait, no. I cannot just be another one of your conquests.
Is that what you think of me?
It's what everyone thinks of you.
Noah paces thoughtfully.
You want to know the truth? You are the only girl who doesn't fall at my feet. And it is driving me crazy. It's one of the things I like about you. You're sweet. But you're not afraid to call me out on things.
Here I was thinking I was just your brother's annoying best friend.
Well, yeah, there's that too. Look, I don't know what all this means. I just like hanging out with you. It feels right.
I'm so confused right now.
He leans down and kisses her gently.
Did that clear anything up?
No, I think we better try again.
They collapse to their knees, all the while kissing. Suddenly, a beam of light on their faces.
Oh my God, we're gonna die!
Is that you, Flynn? I thought I told you not to bring girls around here anymore.
What? You just took me to your hookup spot? No, you know what? Unbelievable! Ugh.
She shoves the jacket at him and leaves.
Thanks, Andrew.
Elle returns and grabs a jacket.
Hold shit! And you are taking me home. Now!
Next, they arrive at Elle's house. She dismounts and takes off the jacket and helmet.
Thanks for the ride.
You know, I meant what I said, Elle.
Good for you.
So I'll see you tomorrow?
Elle does not turn around. She smiles to herself. Noah also smiles. Inside, Elle's father is waiting for her.
Hey.
Hey.
Why didn't Lee give you a ride home tonight?
He just got busy.
But that is the only reason you're on the back of Noah Flynn's motorcycle, right?
Of course. Huh? Duh. Come on.
Later in her bedroom, voiceover.
In spite of what happened tonight, I couldn't stop thinking about what Noah said to me. And even though I know I shouldn't, how much I wanted to believe him.
On her laptop, a list of pros and cons. The cons list is longer. She closes the laptop and reads a text from Lee. Get home okay?
Rule number 6. If you can't tell your best friend about something you're doing, you probably shouldn't be doing it.
She picks up a bedside photo of herself with her mother. She looks at it lovingly and hugs it to her chest. The next day, lots of activity at Venice Beach. A crowd watches skateboarders fly around a hilly course. Elle and others watch Noah and his friends play football on the beach. Noah catches a pass and gets tackled by the OMG girls before he gets a chance to throw it. Noah gets to his feet. Then he is distracted when Elle takes off her shirt, revealing her bikini. He imagines it in slow motion. His friends toss a ball and it hits his body. Next, everyone takes turns at a lively game of Flip Cup. Two people race down a slip and slide on their bellies, then run to a table, take a drink of beer, and flip the cup over. Elle is the winner of her race. She high-fives Tuppen. Noah takes notice. Next up is Lee and his new girlfriend. The game continues with one pair after another sliding, drinking, and flipping. The redheaded nerdy guy gets in on the action. Everyone cheers when he successfully flips his cup. Noah looks over at the game frequently, his eyes on Elle. Now nighttime. The beach party continues. A large bonfire burns in the sand. Lee and his girlfriend cuddle together near the fire. Tuppen finishes a keg stand while the others cheer. Elle goes over to the flip cup table to get a beer. One of Noah's friends approaches her.
Looking good, Evans.
Thanks.
We never did get to finish your skinny dip at Flynn's party.
Well, I was way too drunk that night, so.
You know what you need? Hot tub. Come on.
Oh, no, that's okay, Warren.
Come on, Evans.
He takes her hand.
Warren,
Evans,
okay.
Come on.
Warren?
Don't make me beg.
Warren, I'm
come
not
on.
Feeling well, Warren.
She said no, Warren.
Noah steps in.
Okay, that's okay. It's okay. Okay, I'm fine. It's all right. Can you just take me home, please?
Oh.
Okay, just walk away. Let's go.
Noah glares at Warren. Noah and Elle turn to go.
Hey, come on, man. It's all good. I guess I'd also be pretty pissed if I was slumming it with my little brother, Sloppy Seconds.
Noah charges at Warren and tackles him to the ground. Warren curls up in a ball and Noah stands over him. Then he notices that everyone is staring at him. He looks around. He sees Elle running away in the distance and chases her.
Elle, wait! Wait!
She slows to a walk.
Elle! Just get in the car, Elle. Just get in the car, Elle. Get in the car, Elle!
He slams the hood of the car. Elle stops in her tracks.
Please.
Next, Noah drives an SUV. Elle in the passenger seat.
Look, I'm sorry, okay? But what do you think? Do you think I meant to fall for my brother's best friend?
Wait, this isn't the way home.
I want to show you something.
Now, they sit looking out at a spectacular view of the city lights.
How many girls have you made out with in this spot?
I only come here alone. Until now.
Oh, you are good. That sounds so great when you say it.
You must know that, right?
Such a player. You haven't changed. I mean, what is the difference between what just happened?
The difference is you.
You're crazy.
I'm crazy about you, Elle.
Voiceover.
He is good. Okay. Here's how this is gonna work. Rules. Number one. No more fighting.
Done.
Number two. No more telling me what to do.
Cross my heart.
And number three. If we do this, nobody can know. Okay? At least until I figure out a way to tell Lee. It has to be that way.
You know, you're cute when you're bossy.
I'm serious, Noah.
So am I. You're really, really cute.
He smiles at her.
Promise.
Hey. I promise.
They kiss. They gaze into each other's eyes, then resume kissing. Noah starts to unbutton Elle's shirt, then he stops.
We don't have to.
Elle strokes Noah's face with her hand, then moves her hand down to his chest. She unbuttons his shirt and takes it off him. They kiss. Noah takes off Elle's shirt. With the city lights in the background, Elle lies back and Noah lies on top of her. Night turns into day. Noah and Elle have spent the night underneath the giant letters of the Hollywood sign overlooking Los Angeles. Elle leans on one elbow, gazing at Noah, who is sleeping peacefully next to her. Voice over.
You know when the time is right. And this was our time. Noah and his stupid, sexy smirk got the best of me. And I was happy about it. But now what am I gonna do? Ugh, this is all your fault, kissing booth.
An aerial view zooms out as the sun shines over the Hollywood sign. Next, in the school library, Noah sits at a table reading a paperback. Elle enters. She sits at a nearby table and puts down a paper lunch bag. She looks up and sees Noah staring at her. They smile at each other. Elle sends him a text. A book? Glad to see you know how to read. He replies, I just look at the pics. Later, Elle rides on the back of Noah's motorcycle. Next, they are on top of Noah's bed, kissing.
Nope.
Elle climbs off of Noah.
What's wrong?
We're supposed to be in a logistics meeting right now, okay? We're trying to figure out how not to get caught.
I don't see what the big deal is. It's not like anyone's gonna think that I have a girlfriend or anything.
Oh yeah, God forbid anyone actually thinks you're in a relationship.
Hey, I have my reputation to think of.
Is that so?
Oh, it is so.
Really?
Oh. Just a minute.
I just need to get your laundry.
Go down. Just 1 second, Mom. Hold.
Elle rolls under the bed, where she discovers petroleum jelly and socks.
Hi, honey.
Hey, Mom. I could have bought the laundry down.
That's okay. I have an hour to kill before your dad and I have to meet the Andersons.
She spots a sock near the bed. She crouches down to pick it up. Mrs. Flynn reaches under the bed for the other sock. She feels around. Elle nudges the sock towards her hand.
Oh, and by the way, don't forget, we're going out on Saturday to celebrate your big news.
We don't have to, Mom.
Of course we do. It's not every day you get accepted to an Ivy League school. Oh, and I invited the Evanses. Do me a favor, be sweet to Elle. She kind of has a crush on you.
Really? I had no idea.
Of course you didn't. Boys never do. Shut up!
Elle emerges.
Elle has a crush on you. She's not even supposed to be here. I have to be downstairs in 10 minutes and work on the prom banner with Lee. So, Ivy League school, huh?
It's not a big deal.
Which school?
Harvard.
Are you shitting me? That's amazing.
Like, I don't even know if I'm gonna go or not yet. Listen, you can't tell anybody about this, okay?
And that was the first time it hit me. Noah would be leaving for college soon.
But we need to get you out of here. And lucky for you, I've got your escape route all figured out.
Okay.
They head outside to the balcony. Elle looks down. She sees a trampoline next to the pool deck.
You gotta be kidding me.
Or we could just go tell Lee now.
Mrs. Flynn is in the laundry room. She leans over to open the dryer and does not see Elle fall past the window, then up, then down again as she lands on the trampoline. Then Elle flops into the pool. Lee looks down on her from his balcony.
Hey!
Hey!
Are you still wearing your clothes?
Yes!
Oh, okay. I'll be down in a second.
Okay.
Lee takes a flying leap into the pool. Next, he dries himself with a towel.
Oh, hey, I think you gotta text from someone. I'll see who it is.
Okay, I got it. Lee, I'll get it.
Why, is it from a boy?
Yeah, right.
Since when do you have a lock on your phone?
Lil bro keeps getting into it.
He hands it to her. Elle reads a text from Noah. Kind of fun sneaking around, huh? It's good being bad. With a winky face. Now, a montage of scenes of Noah and Elle enjoying each other's company. They take a motorcycle ride on a mountain highway. They float in a lagoon on a paddle boat. They ride bicycles along the beach. They hold hands and walk, then eat at a patio restaurant. In a drugstore, Elle chooses a box of condoms. She hides the box behind her back and greets Mrs. Flynn. Next, at one of Elle's soccer games, Noah cheers enthusiastically from the sidelines. From the bleachers, Elle's father notices Noah's enthusiasm. At sunset, Noah and Elle stand under a pier facing each other. Then they swing side by side in a playground swing set. At night, they walk along in Chinatown arm in arm. At Elle's house, Lee hears moaning outside Elle's door. Another day, Noah tries to teach Elle to drive his motorcycle.
Come on.
I can't.
Lee knocks on Elle's door. Elle and Noah, both in their underwear, leap off the bed. Noah climbs out the window and hangs from the sill. Elle throws on a shirt and opens the door.
Hey!
I heard moaning.
I was watching porn.
Oh. Can I watch?
Do you want to... I'll wait for me downstairs.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, I'll see you in a second.
She shuts the door and looks relieved. Noah lets go and falls. Elle rushes to the window. Noah is lying on the ground. He waves up at her. Then, scenes of the two of them running along the beach in the sunset. Next, at school, they sneak into an unoccupied science lab and make out, not noticing the security camera in the corner. Followed by another scene of the two of them on Noah's motorcycle. Then, at the beach, Elle successfully starts the bike herself.
Incredible.
Noah spots Tuppen and a girl walking on the beach. He grabs a helmet, quickly hides Elle's head, and kisses her. Next, at school, Elle is in class in the science lab working beside Lee. She spots a security camera. Then the students all exit the lab in a cloud of smoke.
Student bomb, are you kidding me? Where did you even learn that?
Ms. Evans.
The principal's office.
Listen, I'm so sorry. I just thought it was going to make a little bit of fog.
The principal goes to a file cabinet. While his back is turned, Elle leans back in her chair to steal a DVD from a shelf labeled Science Lab Surveillance. She finds the one she wants, then the chair tips over and she falls back onto the floor. Later, Elle and Noah enter the arcade. Noah spots Lee and quickly covers Elle's head with a popcorn bucket. They sneak away. More scenes of them riding the motorcycle and walking on the beach. Then, back at the arcade, Elle peeks out from under the popcorn bucket. She sees Lee and his girlfriend playing on the dance game and looks sad. Now, another day at the arcade, Lee and Elle are dancing.
Hey, this is great. I really needed this.
Yeah, we really haven't been hanging out much, right? And you've been, like, acting really weird recently. Wait. Is this because you don't have a date to prom? Because if that's it, you can come with Rachel and I.
Voiceover.
Stop lying to your best friend. It's time. Lee, there is something I wanted to tell you.
Hey, guys.
Rachel arrives.
Hey, you made it.
Sorry, traffic was crazy. Hey.
So, it's okay if Elle comes to prom with us, right?
Absolutely. More the merrier.
See? So, what was it you were saying?
Oh, nothing. It was about prom, so.
Okay, off. My turn.
Ooh, goalie.
Later, Elle with Noah as he works on his bike.
Hey, could you pass me the wrench, please? The little black toolbox on top of the shelf. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Elle climbs up and reaches for the toolbox. She loses her balance and tumbles to the garage floor.
Elle!
Next, in his room, Noah gently cleans a cut on Elle's cheek.
When did you become such a doctor?
Since I started getting into fights, you kind of learn to take care of yourself when that happens.
Why do you get in all those fights anyway?
I guess it's kind of just how I'm wired.
I don't believe that.
Well, I mean, my parents even sent me to see a couple of counselors. But, you know, we're all fucked up one way or another, right?
You could change.
You think I can change?
You're Noah Flynn. I don't think there's much you can't do.
Hey, Noah, have you seen Elle?
Lee walks in on them.
Hey.
What's going on in here? Jesus, what happened to your face?
Oh, I had an accident and Noah offered to help.
Did you do that to her?
What did you just say?
I said, did you do that to her? Did you hit Elle?
You really think that I would hit her?
Well, I wouldn't put it past you.
Hey, no. It's Lee. I'm fine. I just tripped in the garage and I was looking for you.
Lee looks at them both suspiciously.
You really expect me to believe that she just tripped?
Get a clue, Lee. You weren't even here.
I swear to God, if you laid a hand on
that
head.
Stop, Noah. Stop. Look at me. Noah, look at me.
Elle stands between Lee and Noah.
Come on.
Elle takes Lee by the hand and leads him out of the room. Elle and Lee on the balcony.
Is there something going on between you two?
What? No, nothing is going on.
Okay. Fine. But I really need to get out of here.
Do you want to go downstairs and start the car? I just need to grab my things.
Lee nods. Elle returns to Noah.
Look, I have to tell him tonight.
Yeah. It's time. That way I can take you to prom.
They smile at each other, then kiss.
What the fuck?
Lee, I can explain.
Unbelievable.
Wait, no, Lee, wait, no, stay. Stay here, please. Let me handle this.
She runs outside after Lee.
Lee, wait! Wait.
He stops and turns to her.
So this is what you've been keeping from me?
You were never meant to find out this way.
Seems like I was never meant to find out at all, doesn't it, Elle?
Hey, lay off her, Lee. It's not like it's all Elle's fault.
You, don't even get me started on you, okay? Telling other guys to stay away from Elle to protect her, and there you are treating her like some slut that you picked up at the club.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
So you're trying to tell me that you two have not slept together?
Elle looks away. Noah looks at the ground. Lee looks back and forth between the two of them.
I knew it. So you really just have been fucking my brother and lying to me.
No.
Kaylee, that is enough.
No, it's not enough. She has no clue what she's gotten herself into with
this
you.
This is bullshit. You are acting like a hurt little bitch.
Lee punches Noah. Noah pins Lee to the ground.
Noah, get off
him! Stop! Calm down! It is enough! Calm down. I'm not letting go until you chill out.
Get off of me!
Chill out!
Get off!
Get off him! Get off!
Please! Stop!
Lee calms down. Noah releases him and stands up. Lee gets to his feet. He glares at Elle.
Please, stop!
Lee turns and runs to his car. Elle chases him.
Please, Lee, don't leave like this.
So much for rule number 9, huh?
I didn't mean for this to happen.
you know, my whole life. Noah has gotten everything that he has ever wanted. The only thing that I had that he didn't was you. And now he has that too.
Lee.
It's okay. You two deserve each other.
Noah comes up behind Elle.
Elle. Look, it's okay, he'll get over it.
He gently touches her, and she whirls to face him.
What? Why did you come downstairs? I told you to stay inside! Like you wanted to make things worse!
What is wrong with you?
You cannot pin all this on me.
Just leave me alone.
No problem.
He heads over to his motorcycle. Voiceover.
Some people say you'll fall in love, and that's the person you'll spend forever with. They'll be the one who, no matter what, you can't live without. But at that moment, all I cared about was Lee. And I was pretty sure I'd lost him forever.
Later that afternoon, Elle lies in bed staring at the ceiling. Her father enters.
Hey.
Hey.
There's someone here to see you.
Lee?
She sits up. He shakes his head. Mrs. Flynn enters.
Hi, Elle. I was hoping maybe we could talk.
Elle nods. Her father leaves and Mrs. Flynn sits on the bed.
There's really nothing to talk about. I'm just really sorry for lying to Lee about Noah and now ruined our friendship.
Elle, I was friends with your mom for over 20 years. She was my best, best friend. But if you think that we didn't fight sometimes, you got another thing coming.
Really?
Sure. But you know, I can't really remember what a single fight was really about. But what I do remember is that we always forgave each other.
It doesn't really feel like that right now.
Don't give up on him. You're lucky if you can get even one really good best friend in your life. You just have to figure out how to make it right.
Elle nods through her tears. Voiceover.
I gotta admit, the next couple of weeks were pretty lonely. Noah was totally MIA. His attendance at school got so bad, he was in danger of not graduating.
Lee parks his car at school.
Worst of all, Lee was completely ignoring me.
A driving school car.
At least Dad had forgiven me. He even paid for my driving lessons. Decided it was about time I got my license.
During a driving lesson, she sees a kid on a scooter.
And one day, it hit me.
Holy crap! Rule number 7!
Lee closes his locker.
No matter how mad you are at your best friend, you have to forgive them if they give you ice cream.
Elle is standing there with an ice cream cone. Lee takes the cone from her. Elle looks at him hopefully. Lee's expression does not change. He looks down at the ice cream, then walks off. Elle watches him walk away. Lee drops the ice cream cone into the first trash can he passes. Now at Elle's house, Elle's father opens the driver's door to his Jeep. Noah approaches him.
Hey, Mr. Evans.
Mr. Evans closes the car door.
Where have you been, Noah?
I had to get away and think. I'm on my way home now.
Good. Listen, Elle's not here.
I'm actually here to talk to you.
Oh?
I wanted to apologize about everything. I shouldn't have let it happen. It was all my fault. not else. But I'm not sorry that it did happen, or for the way that I feel about your daughter.
Noah, I can't say I support the two of you. I can't. But it's got to be Elle's choice. I just think that Elle is going to have to figure out what is best for Elle.
I understand.
Now at the arcade, Elle sits on a bicycle riding game, sipping a drink, her feet barely pedaling. Lee enters. Elle watches as Lee approaches the Dance Dance Mania game. He enters some coins and the screen reads, Player One. Lee stares at the screen. He hesitates, then enters more coins. Player two pops up on the screen. Lee looks over at Elle. He motions to her slightly with his head. Elle gets off of the bike and joins Lee on the dance platform. They start the game. The screen reads, Player 1 ready, then Player 2 ready, then here we go, dance. Lee and Elle stand, looking at the floor. Elle looks over at Lee tentatively. He looks back at her, then turns and assumes the starting position. He motions for Elle to do the same. As they begin the familiar dance moves, they smile at each other. They get more and more into the dance steps, perfectly performing a routine they have done together many times. Their smiles turn into joyful laughter. They stop dancing and give each other a big hug. Later, they exit the arcade together laughing. They walk along the pier.
Hey, so I have been thinking about our birthday party after prom. Mm-hmm. And I was leaning towards, like, a costume party, maybe?
Hells yes!
Yes.
Come on, you know me. Any excuse to cross-dress, and I'm in.
Next, Mr. Evans is in the kitchen. He looks up and sees Elle descending the stairs, wearing a strapless, coral-colored gown. He comes out to meet her at the bottom of the stairs. Elle's little brother joins his dad. Elle's hair is styled in a fancy updo.
Wait.
Elle's father looks at her proudly, fighting back tears.
I know, right? Dad, are you... Come here.
They hug.
You have fun tonight, okay, Lieber?
Now, limousines arrive outside a large building. Searchlights beam out from the roof. Elle, Lee, and Rachel descend some stairs and enter a massive ballroom. Moving spotlights illuminate a crowded dance floor in front of a live band.
This is amazing!
A giant screen shows a slideshow of photos from the school year, taken by the yearbook student photographer. It includes one of Elle dancing in the boys' locker room.
Hey, yearbook guy.
Yeah?
These pictures? Really good, dude. Kind of makes you a little less annoying.
Thanks.
They join others on the dance floor, where Elle and Lee perform their perfected dance routine. Then, Elle, Lee, and Rachel dance together. The two guys that caught each other's eyes at the kissing booth lineup on carnival night find each other on the dance floor. They smile, then start dancing with each other. On stage, stage, a microphone in a spotlight. The British student takes the stage.
To introduce this year's theme, memories. Photographs which show images of great moments from a truly fantastic year. The moments that stood out and helped to define who we are as a class. It's a final look back on who we were at the very moment that we're looking forward to who we want to become.
Elle looks sad. She catches Lee looking at her and she fakes a smile.
So, for everyone out there, let's make this prom the very best!
Doors open up behind the stage and the crowd moves forward into the next room. A gallery of large black and white photos is displayed on easels around the room. Elle and Noah are both featured in some of the photos. Every time she sees a photo of Noah, Elle looks sad.
Forget about me.
Oh my God.
One of Elle's classmates recreates a funny face that he is making in one of the photos.
What's that all about?
Elle, Lee, and Rachel head towards a commotion. They come upon a full-sized recreation of the carnival kissing booth. Lee and Elle stand in front of the booth. Their classmates applaud as they bow and curtsy. Lee jumps onto the platform and puts on a blindfold. He points out to the crowd. Rachel comes running up and joins him. They kiss. Voiceover.
It was at this exact moment that I finally felt okay. I wasn't thinking about Noah or Lee or anybody. I was a small part of something that mattered. The kissing booth meant something to people. It was going to be remembered by everybody. And that made me happy. Until I saw him.
Noah emerges from behind the booth. He steps onto the platform.
Think you're next up.
Lee and Rachel break their embrace. Lee looks at Noah, then at Elle.
Will you call my name?
I'm sorry.
No, Elle, wait, please. Elle.
Elle is on her way out. She stops and turns slowly to face him.
Why? Why should I?
Because I love you.
The OMG girls look shocked, as does Lee.
Standing here, in front of everyone, I'm telling you that I love you.
I can't keep hurting people that I care about because of you. Okay, nobody wants us to be together.
No, that may be true. But what do you want?
I want...
Everyone is watching.
Elle.
She runs off. Rachel steps down from the stage and chases after her. Noah turns and looks at Lee. Lee does not look at Noah. He steps off of the stage, walks past Noah and out of the room. The rest of the crowd follows. Elle runs through the dance floor and makes her way to the entrance stairs. Rachel catches up with her.
Hey, Elle! Wait up!
Elle ignores her and leaves the building. Next, Elle arrives home. She smiles when she sees a box with a bow on it resting on her bed. She takes a lid off of the box and unwraps tissue. Inside, she finds a framed photo of her mother holding a tiny baby. There is a happy birthday note written on it in her mother's handwriting. The note reads, "I'll always be with you. Love, Mom." Elle smiles sadly. Next, Lee arrives home. He flops down on his bed. Noah enters.
Hey.
Lee sits up.
Hey. Listen, I just came to say I'm sorry about what happened on the lawn the other day. And for everything with Elle. I never should have been lying to you. But I wanted you to know that I was never playing Elle. And I meant everything that I said to her tonight. And not that you care. But I'm leaving for Boston tomorrow. I figured I'd try to get settled in before the fall term, you know?
Lee nods slowly.
All right. I'll see you around, eh? Oh, and, happy birthday, man.
Next, at the Flynn house, the birthday costume party. Lee and Elle are in Lee's room. Lee is dressed as Batman. Elle wears a black jumpsuit and hairband.
Rachel's gonna be here in 10 minutes.
Is no one gonna be here tonight?
He told me last night he was leaving for Harvard today. He just didn't want to be around here.
But hey, it's for the best. I mean, I think you did the right thing. Don't you?
Later, they blow out candles on their cakes.
So, what you wish for?
No, no, no. You know the rules.
Rule number one. Only your best friend gets to know your birthday wishes.
Lee whispers to Elle.
So how about you?
No wishes here.
Okay.
Later, poolside, Lee and Rachel are dancing. Elle dances half-heartedly behind them. She stops and looks around at all of the happy couples enjoying the party. With tears in her eyes, Elle looks up at the house. She sees Noah's dark bedroom patio doors and windows. She remembers their first kiss at the kissing booth. Elle heads off of the dance floor. Lee notices and follows her.
Hey, hey, hey! Where are you going?
I can keep doing this.
Doing what?
Elle looks at him helplessly. She turns and runs off. Lee chases her upstairs.
Elle, what's wrong? Hey, you're acting all weird.
I love you. And I always, always want to be close to you. But being my best friend doesn't give you the right to tell me who I can love. It's like with Rachel. What if I didn't like having her around? What would you do then?
I guess I'd break up with her.
No, you see, you shouldn't have to do that just because I didn't want you to be with her.
No, no, come on, Elle. This isn't the same thing as with Noah, and you know that.
Okay, okay, listen to me, Lee. We made up our rules when we were six.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that I love Noah. And I want him. And I'm sorry if that hurts you, and I'm so sorry that I lied to you before. I was wrong. But I'd be lying to you again if I didn't tell you that I love him with every bit of my heart. And if you just can't accept that, then... then maybe you can't be part of my life.
Lee looks away for a moment, then swallows.
I think you're making a big mistake.
And that's my decision to make.
He looks at her and smirks.
You're right. I love you, Ellen. I just want you to be happy.
Thank you.
They hug.
Okay. I have to find him. Like, now.
It's okay. I'll help you find him, okay?
Okay. Let me go just make sure my dad knows where I'm going, okay?
Meet you outside 5, and you can drive the stay.
Thank you. I love you.
Go, go, go.
Thank you.
Next, Lee's car drives off. Ella's at the wheel.
Here we go. Thank you for doing this, by the way.
No problem.
You know, I think the hardest part was just seeing Noah's face at prom. Gosh, I wish I just told him then. But you know what? No matter how he feels now, I've just got to find him and tell him how I feel.
You just did.
Noah pulls off the Batman mask.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Pull the car over! Oh my god! Oh my god. Kill us!
I was not expecting that! Oh my god! Like, what? Hi! I thought you were leaving for Harvard.
Yeah, I was planning to, but I decided I had to see you one last time before I went.
Noah.
And then Lee came upstairs and he told me everything.
And the old switcheroo was his idea.
It was like a classic Lee, huh?
Yeah.
She said something about rule number 18 or whatever.
Voiceover.
Rule number 18. Always be happy for your bestie's successes. Yeah, classically.
Thanks for staying a little longer.
Well, I had to see you blow out the candles on your cake.
Happy birthday to me. So what about Harvard?
I don't want to talk about that right now. You know, I want to know what it was that you had to tell me.
Sitting here in front of no one in particular. I'm saying I love you.
And I love you.
Next, they return to the glass building in the park. The security guard spots them inside kissing. He smiles and moves on. Scenes of Ella and Noah enjoying the summer. Voiceover.
The next few weeks before Noah left for school, we spent every spare minute together. Up to the very last second.
In the airport, they walk hand in hand. When they reach the drop-off point, they stop and face each other.
Goodbye.
Come on, Shelly, don't say it like that. I'll see you soon, and you can come and visit. And we can make this work.
Okay, stop. Don't say anything. I just want to be with you for a few seconds.
You are cute when you're being bossy.
And don't turn back for a final wait. That is way too cheesy and romantic, even for me.
They kiss. They hold each other tight until Elle breaks away. Noah gives her a wink. He smiles, then turns away from her and steps onto an escalator. Elle watches him go, with tears in her eyes. Voiceover.
Maybe things really would work out with Noah. I hoped they would.
When Noah reaches the top, he hesitates. Then he continues on.
But maybe they wouldn't. And no matter how much I wanted it...
She walks out of the airport.
Things couldn't stay the way they were forever. But whatever happened, I knew there was a part of me that was always gonna belong to Noah Flynn.
She puts on a helmet.
A little piece of my heart that would always be Noah's. And for the first time,
she gets onto Noah's motorcycle.
Everything suddenly seemed possible.
She rides off.
But it's funny when I think about it. Because all this happened just because of a kissing booth.
Elle rides along a scenic road, the mountains on one side and the ocean on the other. She smiles. Outtakes and deleted scenes from the movie are shown during the closing credits.
Speed.
9 gold diggers, take 2. Common, A and B common mark. Mark.
No.
I'll make out with you.
So sweet of you. Well, I'm okay though, thank you. Oh, you're dead! Superman boxers? You're blushing, how cute.
First of all, if you mention this to anyone, and I mean anyone.
Kissing booth.
What? I save you and now you're trying to blackmail me.
Oh, come on. Sounds so tawdry when you put it that way, but yes, definitely.
Ow.
Okay, I'm going.
Now you can take Mr. Stinks-a-lot to baseball practice.
Stinks that bad.
Disco roll!
It's my time. Do you think I could maybe get a ride home with somebody else? I think she might even let me play with her boobies later.
You're picking boobies over my awesomeness?
Boobies. My answer is always gonna be boobies.
My new screensaver.
I'm just not really sure if I like that one more, but that one.
I don't know. So appealing in their own way, don't you think?
Oh, God. I can't look anymore.
Hey, guys.
I know what room you're in!
And beast mode. Ready?
Credits. A Comics Entertainment production. Written and directed by Vince Marcello. Joey King as Elle. Joel Courtney as Lee. Jacob Elordi as Noah. Megan Young as Rachel. Stephen Jennings as Mr. Evans. Jessica Sutton as Mia. Zandil Madlia as Gwyneth. Bianca Bosch as Olivia. Joshua Eady as Tuppen. D. David Morin as the principal. And Molly Ringwald as Mrs. Flynn. Co-producer, Adam Friedlander. Music by Patrick Kirst. Edited by Paul Milspog. Producers, Ed Glauser and Andrew Kohlbalgen. Produced by Vince Marcello and Michelle Weisler. Based on The Kissing Booth by Beth Riekels. Copyright 2018 Netflix Studios LLC. All rights reserved. letters pop out from a white background, then turn red, Netflix.